Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
All right, well, I guess I was a little off key there. Okay.
Off key?
Yeah, just
were
a little
bit. Were you singing?
Bit. Well, no, but I was supposed to hit something, and yeah, that didn't all work.
It happens.
I'm going to turn my thing down there a little bit better. So here we are, Goose. We are live here at the Calavera Rescue Ranch. Here in, this is
Byers,
Colorado.
We should really have brought a pen.
I know, right? It's another episode of the H Train Show with the Goose.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Our only mission is to show our men and women all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, you guys. We are out here. It is a lovely day. It is beautiful out here. And we've got Heidi with us. Hi.
Yes.
That's the best part of the day.
Oh, thanks.
We got some...
Are
those your ranch hands? Or
yeah, and friends.
We have a small
yeah.
audience.
We got a small audience. And later on today, we're going to be... The Goose's game is going to be bobbing for apples.
Yeah. We've only got one bobbing bucket, so we're going to... I was going to try and see if we could go, like, head-to-head, but I think we're going to have to go one at a time.
Yes, and remember...
Totally
we're
fine.
Remember, we're on the ranch, so Heidi's sitting there filling the water up, and the dog is drinking out of it, so we get to put our heads in that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited.
I washed it out, a little bit.
It's that's okay.
Either way, it's going to be
right.
Awesome.
We was in Iraq, and we ate. Do you think we washed our hands before we, you know, yeah. Anyways.
It's trail spice.
It's trail spice. Yeah, exactly.
So... So you guys are probably listening in on one of these outlets, but just in case you didn't know, there's many ways to listen to the H-Train Show and all the shows here on MBR. You can listen on mbradio.us, irnbroadcast.com, or, hooray, we've come into the 21st century. I say that every week, but we've done it. Yes, breaking news. We have an MBR app for you smartphone people.
Or since we're on the farm...
What? Oh, we have a farm one? Excellent. Okay. All right. That's... Jeez. All right, so...
She won't do the buttons, I will.
Android... Well, I can't reach them. Android or iPhone users, that app is good for anybody. Or if you have a BlackBerry, I'm pretty sure that it'll work on there also. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up H-Train Show. It's on there. It's very easy to find and to like and follow us. And today in particular is a good day to follow along because we'll be going live on Facebook for our Bobbing for Apples game. And
Heidi will be calling the plays.
Yeah, you don't want to miss it.
It's going to be
play by play.
It's going to be a wet, hot mess.
What in the world?
Sounds like
sure.
My life.
And for you old school people, we do have a text line. Do we have that up and running today?
We do. It's called my phone.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, just text Joel if you want to text. That's not the same number I have here, is it?
And yes, it's the same number.
Oh, it is? Okay. 720 619 0627. For some reason, I thought that was a different...
Well, yeah, remember? It's 720619, like Rey Mysterio, 0627.
Yeah, I'm so glad we don't say it like that anymore until today. And today's interview of the week, she's live right here with us. We're going to talk with Heidi all about Calavera Ranch, and she's going to hang out with us for the entire show.
Yes.
So, we've got a third voice in there today, which will be kind of refreshing for some of you, probably. I'm sick of hearing myself talk.
No.
What else? Oh, we have our Bobbing for Apples game. We also have our tribute to the troops. We have our super special statue thing that H-Train made for us. We'll be showing that live on Facebook as well.
You gotta admit, that's kind of cool.
It is.
It's pretty awesome.
What do you call that?
That is called a battle cross.
A battle cross.
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm still learning, you guys.
That's okay. Hey.
And then at the end of the show, we've got our two-minute warning where we'll preview what we're doing next week. We only have two shows left after this? Three? And then we take our super scary break for the winter. Well, till January. The first half of winter. So, yeah, it'll be great.
Awesome.
It's going to be a good show, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So, did everybody have a good week?
I did.
I'm running out about 3 hours of sleep, but I'm glad you had a good one.
It's Monday.
It is. Well, I meant like last week.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, since our last show.
I mean, so far, I haven't screwed anything up big. Yeah, it's awesome.
You don't think?
I think it's okay.
Fantastic. So, did you do anything fun?
I did lots of things fun. I went on a poker run with my wife Saturday. You know, I tell
you.
Did
you win?
No.
Oh.
I never fucking win. Oh, I said the F word.
Uh-oh.
My bad.
Beep. We need a dump button, like, for serious.
Yeah, I know.
You're terrible at that.
Shh. Okay, stop. Gosh. Well, I tell you, you know, my wife doesn't really think much of it, but when I ride with my wife on the cycle, like, that makes my whole day.
Yeah.
I know it's so stupid. But, like, I try to explain to her, like, we don't like the same shows, only certain shows.
Mm-hmm.
And during their off time, we watch Criminal Minds, we binge watch Criminal Minds, and we binge watch Sons of Anarchy. And she'll come home, and we'll grab something to eat, and we'll just sit there, and we'll continue watching it. And, you know, she said something 2 days ago, and I told her, I'm like, you know, it might not mean much, but this is like the highlight of my day, just sitting and watching something that both of us like. And the reason why I bring that up is I think it's really important, especially if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or, you know, a significant other, that you do something together. It might be something small. It might be something small as to fixing dinner or going outside and picking up poop or cutting grass or something.
He means if you have dogs or something.
Yes.
You wouldn't just go out and pick up poop at the random.
Yeah,
I
that's
would
true.
Hope not anyway.
That is very true.
Depends on what you're into.
Poop covers diseases.
Hey,
I don't judge.
That's all right. Whatever. But, yeah, look, I don't have one of those. A pet or a significant other, so.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
I'm not really looking.
Is still on the market, everybody. She is still on the market. If you would like to be her gooser, you can message us.
I don't want any.
You can message us right now. She is available.
Yeah, text in 720-619-0627.
She is available for DJ services and wedding services. You don't have to hit her from behind in the vehicle to get her number.
You don't?
I just said vehicle. I didn't just say hit her from behind. So at least...
I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, I wondered where you were going with that.
That could have come off of really unprofessional.
Well, you know, I'm looking out for you.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate you.
So,
yeah, just anyone at random, text in, and we'll see if it'll work.
Heidi has been a great guest so far, hosting us. We've got men who is doing everything that I tell them to do.
Cody,
give me a table. Yeah. Give me a.
Yeah, you didn't even say please. You're really rude.
I'm not rude. I said thank you.
Yeah, but you didn't say please.
I'm
the magic word is very important.
Please. I'm not very good with please.
Well, no. I'm terrible. Half of America.
I'm not. Anyways.
I'd love to do a show just about manners. Can we do that next week? Preview for next week. Goose Talks Manners and Etiquette. Tune in for all the excitement. No. Maybe not this year.
We got Heidi's kids out here. And your mom's so cute. She every time Ryder's like playing with the goats or something, she's like, "Is that okay?
Yeah, I know.
Is that okay?"
Yeah. She's very concerned.
When you was young, was she protective?
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
That's why
Okay, we won't make you plead the fifth there.
I'm 43 and I still don't know how to swim because
you're 43?
Water's scary.
You're 43?
Yeah, and I finally learned how to swim, but don't tell my mom.
I thought we were like the same age. You got good genes, right, girl.
Oh, thanks.
You and your mom got good genes.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
Are they Wranglers?
Yeah, they actually are. Good call. Yeah.
I figured so.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good call. It is.
But yeah, this is a beautiful ranch, and let's see, what else? Oh, I went and paid my ticket this morning, you know, since
You did just what they wanted you to do.
That I'm a handicap, you know, I guess.
We got that together.
Yeah.
We did. We got that ticket. We got that ticket
That's
at Sam Smith.
Crap. But anyways, anyway, they gotta make their money somehow. I just got to keep on thinking that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we have a great show. What else was I going to talk about?
I don't know.
The Broncos won.
That's good.
Who cares? No, I'm just kidding.
That's good.
Bears lost. Stupid Packers. Go back to Wisconsin.
Yeah, so if you're just now listening to this, we put the directions on the event so that you can go and come out here. We've got good food. We've got good music. And
got kids running around.
Yep.
Good stuff.
And whatever you do, don't go away. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Heidi next. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
Be this way. false sense of permanence. I've placed faith in geography to hold you in my memory. I'm sifting through these wreckage piles, through the rubble of bricks and wires, looking for something I'll never find, looking for something I'll never find. Digging for gold in my neighborhood, where all the old buildings stood. And they keep digging it down and down, so let their cars live underground. It seems I never stop losing you, cause every guy becomes something new. And all our ghosts get swept away. It didn't used to be this way.
Abby Martinez. I'm a public figure and model, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose
and Heidi.
Yes.
Hi.
We're here on Calavera Rescue Ranch. Did I say that right, Goose?
I think so. Ask the lady that owns the place.
Absolutely, you did.
Okay, so my first question is, how did you come up with the name? I have a feeling
that was going to be my question.
That has to do something with California.
No. So actually, I know I was born in California, but I have always had a fascination with Day of the Dead objects ever since I was a little kid.
Cool.
And the figures that they put in the retablos are called calavera. So, you know, all the little skeletons and those are calavera, and I collected them for years and years and years. But it's also, Vera is my mom's middle name, and it was my great-grandma's name. And so I was trying to figure out a way to add that in, and I thought, oh, calavera, I can do that. So
that's really cool. Yeah. And your hat has...
It does. Yeah, I got a sugar skull
on there. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Yeah, so it was a good way to integrate my great-grandma and my mom, who, you know, I obviously adore. So it's got Vera in the name.
When you do your show on MBR this season, you should call your show Out by the Ranch.
That'd be good.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me about, what are the sunrises look like out here? I bet they're awesome.
It is unreal out here, and there is some great star watching, too. And we got all the big meteor shows and stuff out here at night. So
it helps that you're kind of far from the city, but you're not too far, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, no, I'm not far at all. You know, I'm about 40 minutes from downtown Denver, which is great. And so, no, but the sunrises and sunsets are phenomenal. So.
Isn't that awesome when you have kids? You, when you're not doing anything, they leave you alone. But as soon as, you're using the restroom or you're on radio, they're like, Mom, Mom,
I think she just got headbutted by that pony, and she's got a bloody nose. She was trying to show me. I was like, go clean it up. Get out of here. you got this, kid.
I'm clean for right now.
You're fine. You're going to be fine. Yeah. So I moved out here 10 years ago. I used to live a little further out, and I had quite a bit more acreage, but it was just a little too remote, and we were in Tornado Alley.
Oh.
And after my neighbor got his neck broken, I thought, well, maybe I'll move.
Yeah. Fun fact, everybody, tornadoes do happen here in Colorado.
They do.
Mostly on the east side, though, because it's flat.
About 12 miles from here.
Yeah.
It's where Tornado Alley starts.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
I mean, I grew up in Illinois. The whole state is Tornado Alley. I mean, it just goes right up, from the bottom most of the time. But
is that before or after LeBron James?
What? LeBron James has nothing to do with Illinois.
Oh, that's Chicago, huh?
Chicago's in Illinois.
Are you serious right now? LeBron James, what did he play for before he went to L.A.?
He played for Cleveland.
Yeah, that's not even close. That's in Ohio.
Okay.
Come on.
In Illinois. Yeah. So that would have, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're Michael Jordan people.
Messed up my geography for a second. I'm like, wait.
Or Dwayne Wade. Isn't he one of our, he was a Bull. I don't remember. I think he got too injured or something. He's the one that breaks his ankle every other game.
I was trying to make a joke and it really backfired. So thank you.
Well, I'm just taken aback.
And back to you, Heidi.
But anyway, back to the interview. So how do you acquire all these animals? Do they just kind of show up in a basket on your doorstep?
Or? Some actually have. I've come home and found them here at the property, dumped. Some of them are seized in county cruelty cases, seized by the police. Okay. Some of them are owner surrenders. Some of them I've gone and semi-forcibly...
removed them from owners.
I've presented a very clever argument and said I would like to take this animal and here's some specified amount of cash. Most of these animals have come from pretty rough places. Some of them were destined for slaughter. The majority of them were destined for slaughter, but we take in everything. We have bearded dragons and horned lizards and sheep, llamas, mules, you name it. We've got it.
Ooh, and there's a fight! There's a fight! Oh, yeah. Fight!
There is a fight.
A lover's quarrel over
there. The Rams right now are really... It's fall. They'd like to...
Is that when they get aggressive?
Yep, they're... yep, they're pretty
usually
sure.
Usually it's like springtime you think of that kind of thing.
You guys are missing it. You guys are missing it. You should be here. We got two Rams that are just ramming each other right up the butt, ramming each other right in the head.
There's three of them. They're freaking out.
Yep, they're fighting. It's like pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah. You thought the Mayweather-McGregor fight was epic.
Yeah, they're rough.
Come out to Calavera Ranch.
They've broken each other's legs and stuff before. And they really get at it. One of them knocked me on my rear the other day, and another one attacked my mom. So she's little, but she's feisty. So
your mom or the ram?
Both. Both. Yeah, she got hit hard. I was pretty worried about her. But, yeah, so we take in everything. Some of our animals, and what really started this was I was taking in animals from wounded vets, so people with combat injuries. So several of the animals here were from TBIs, people who ended up needing a lot more care. People who went into assisted care facilities and couldn't have their farms anymore. So, you know, I've taken in people's dogs and donkeys and horses and even poultry. You know, so sometimes people just find themselves in a situation where they can't take care of them anymore. So it's really the vets that are in my heart, you know, being a vet myself. So, you know, I try to take in the animals that I think need me the most. And that just grew and grew. And now we're at about 130 animals.
Wow. And these are all adoptable, correct?
For the most part. Some of them are permanent residents. Some of them are considered pretty much unadoptable for one reason or another. Like that 15-year-old ewe that's shuffling her way towards me. A ewe is a female sheep.
Yeah.
She will never go anywhere. I don't know what anyone would want her for anyway. But, no, some of them are unadoptable for one reason or another. You know, we have blind animals or animals that only really use two of their four legs well.
Oh, okay.
We have animals with metabolic disorders. We have animals on really specific diets. So those
are a lot of time and care that you put into this then. It's not just, you know, taking them in. There's a lot involved. So can, like, anyone come out here and help you, or is there a way
to... Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really welcome volunteers. Mostly all we need is people to come out and brush and love on the animals. So, you know, I have people who live here full time. Some of them are, you know, recovering addicts or people with like pretty minor criminal history or people who would be otherwise have difficulty being employed.
Yeah.
So we take them in and we try to give people skills and teach them some basic ranch hand stuff. And
that's really cool. So it's like, it's not only a rescue for animals, it's kind of like a people rescue in a way too.
And what I was getting ready to ask is, so if I'm just a normal person, and I
which
wanna,
you're not,
and which I have kids, and they want to come out, kind of like a, you know, pet the animals and stuff. Is there a charge for them, or?
So yeah, we do usually ask for some kind of donation, just because it helps offset the cost. Feed bills, just to give an idea of what it costs to run this a month. So I'm a soldier. I'm still active duty. But the feed bills for the animals run about $7,000 a month.
Wow.
Yikes.
So
I will not complain. I thought my rent was bad.
So I just had 23 of the horses trimmed, and my farrier gives me an amazing deal because he's a great guy. But 23 horse trims was $640 the other day, and that's every 8 weeks. So we ask for a donation, but if somebody can't afford it, that's okay. It's, you know, we set something up. We've had quite a few people out here. We have a picnic table and a kids' play area, and we do birthday parties, and I also do petting zoos. I do mobile petting zoos to help pay for the feed.
I might come out here for my birthday next year.
We do unicorn parties.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I have a unicorn.
Unicorns are so big right
now. Okay, what is a unicorn party?
So we have a...
You have to ask,
we have a unicorn. His name is Rainbow. And kids can come out and ride him and pet him and take pictures with him. And that also includes them coming and doing a tour around the farm and getting like a private massive petting zoo. And they can stay here for 1 to 3 hours, depending on what they like, and bring cake and ice cream.
That's awesome.
Well, we do all of it. So, and again, that just helps offset the cost of paying for the animal feed.
So I know it's probably hard to play favorites with over 100 animals here, but do you have a favorite one?
Or
like maybe a favorite type that you particularly like caring
probably
for.
Probably your daughter.
She's an animal.
That depends on the day. You know, that little old sheep, I really love her. I've had her about a decade.
The ewe you were just talking about?
Yes, her name's Giselle.
Oh, I love that.
And then the mini horses. It's hard not to love mini horse babies.
Right.
Because they're stinking cute, especially the ones that are kind of bug-eyed. I love those the best. So we have one named Petunia, and she's really bug-eyed, and I just think she's adorable. The goats are always, you know, characters. But probably my favorite. We have a little sheep we took in a couple months ago with a broken leg, and we named her Hey-Hey. Like the little chicken off Moana. So Hey-Hey's, she's probably top five. She's awesome. A good little thing. She's tiny. She's just a little mutant.
She's the little one with the little red cast on mm-hmm. her back leg.
Oh, yep.
I saw her kind of shuffling around back there.
That's Hey.
Oh, mm-hmm. she is cute.
But, you know, we have other things that are pretty much lovable in their own way. We have, you know, we have tarantulas. My daughter
sure.
named...
Sure. Who doesn't love snuggling tarantulas?
My daughter named one Pinkie Pie.
Nice.
I have a tarantula
That's
named
one
Pinkie
of the My
Pie,
Little Ponies.
Which what won't strike fear into your heart like Pinkie Pie, right? But so we have Pinkie Pie. And she's, as far as spiders go, really friendly. She runs up to you in the cage and gets on your hand.
Interesting.
I didn't know, really.
I didn't know that that was a thing with tarantulas, but I guess all animals have feelings.
I don't know. We can definitely change the subject because
I'm
sitting
here.
Well,
you can meet her. You can meet her.
I'm sitting
here.
Oh,
my God!
Yeah! I'm sitting here cringing. No. I don't like spiders. I don't like snakes.
You have snakes and stuff, too, though. Right? Or lizards, you said?
No, we have lizards. We have a couple different kinds of lizards.
We got stickers flying everywhere.
I'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a couple different kinds of lizards, little bearded dragons that we've taken in that were in pretty bad shape. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we take them in.
Well, I will admit, this is very pretty out here.
Thank you.
And if you guys aren't here, which some of you aren't because you're listening, you guys are missing a great party. We've got beer, Coke, all different sodas, hamburgers.
Yeah, that's Coca-Cola.
And at the end of the show, we're going to be shooting off some party poppers.
Yes.
Just to celebrate how awesome we are.
This is our, grand opening / hopefully our last remote for the show. Uh-oh!
Joel's going to be
And then our apparel goes flying! We have to take a break.
Joel's going to be doing some mutton busting at the end of the show. So
potentially.
Yes.
Mutton busting.
That could be fun.
Look at that. Look at that.
We've got an assistant today helping
us
clean up.
Thank you, Cody.
Jack's teller got nothing on you.
Thanks, Cody.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'll fix it after we get off the air here. But
we got to go on a music break here in a little bit anyway.
But seriously, guys, Calavera Ranch, come out for a, if you need a good idea for a birthday party. I'm not kidding.
This is
awesome. Like the coolest thing I've ever been to in like years, and we're just kind of sitting around hanging out.
The only bad thing is don't use your GPS.
No.
Don't.
Yeah, you guys have a Facebook page, right?
We do. Yeah, we're on Facebook. Calavera. Calavera Ranch.
And you had to think about that, didn't you?
Like them, follow them.
Slow.
And, message them on there. Heidi, you probably look at that every day.
It tells me when I've got a message. It's super easy. And
notifications are a thing, you guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hop on there and see if you want to come out. It's, like I said, it's pretty sweet out here. Fresh air? I haven't even had my mics yet, and I'm already slurring my words. All right.
Well, I think it's that time.
Let's do it. Let's go on the music break.
It's that time.
Which time?
It's
the time to shine. Of course. Is this the time to shine? Shine.
How gay is that? All right.
We're going to change that for next season.
Heidi.
Yes.
You know what? You've listened to the show. You've helped us. The time to shine is a time, a moment that you can sit back and ponder and think, is there anything else that you would like to share? Maybe we didn't hit on the right question. You want to get something off of your chest. This is your time.
To shine.
I feel shiny, but I think my chest is fine. And that's no heavy weights on it. No, but I just really appreciate you guys coming out. And thanks for seeing the place. And we'll go meet some of the animals when the show's over. And hang out. And, we'll get you to do some mutton busting. We'll see how it goes.
Right.
See how it goes.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, everybody, it is that time. We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, it is Goose's Game, then the tribute to the troops. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN. We'll be right back.
mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love. And I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Shooting for the stars, but I couldn't make a killing. Didn't ever die, but I always had a vision. Always had high, high hopes. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling. I was gonna be back on in a minute. Always had high, high hopes. Mama said, said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love. And I'd hate to see you waiting. They say it's all been done, but they haven't seen the best of me. So I got one more run, and it's gonna be a sight to see. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Shooting for the stars when I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a time. Always had high, high hopes. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Didn't know how, but I always had a feeling. I was gonna be that one in a million. Always had high, high hopes. Had to have high, high hopes for a living. Shooting for the stars, but I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a time, but I always had a vision. Always had high, high hopes.
this is Corey Brunson, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and when you're back, you're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN. And, man, the wind is picking up. Everything's flying. It's a hurricane.
Time to bob for apples.
Just in time to bob for apples. And that's the reason why you kind of hear the wind in mic a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought an extra T-shirt, or I would get very chilly.
So, at this time, before we hit the thing, let me explain the rules. So, we're going to try the Facebook Live, and Heidi has been so generous. She's going to do the play-by-play while she is videoing, so you're going to hear her on the radio and hear her on the thing. And we're only going to be Facebook Live in because she has those capabilities. We do not. So, guess what time it is, Goose?
Time for my game.
Yes, it is Goose's Game.
That game is fun! Oh my god!
A new high score!
What does high score mean? Is that bad? Did I break it?
Fun and games!
Okay, yeah, that buzzer is definitely for me. I was trying to pawn this game off on the little kids.
No such luck! Goose, we're here to play it ourselves.
Goose is excited about this, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I am not.
I haven't bobbed for apples since I was like 10, so. And I have bigger teeth now, so I feel like I have an advantage.
So, here we go. Heidi is now in charge of everything.
Yeah. You guys are screwed.
Well, we're going one at a time, so you first. Buckets full of water. Just pour all the opales in there. Or, I don't know what they call them in Spanish. Manzanas. That's what apple is in Spanish. You just pour the bag in. Come on. Put your back into it. Oh, well.
There shouldn't be mosquitoes.
It's standing water for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think it's had time to get mosquitoes.
All right.
Okay.
Here goes.
Joel's looking serious. He's got his game face on.
Oh, here, let me set a timer. That might be a good idea. 1 minute or 30 seconds should we do?
Oh, I feel like...
Okay, 30,
I feel like 30 seconds.
All right, 30 seconds.
Solid.
It's plenty. Okay. Plenty of time. All right, take deep breaths.
After this, crowd participation.
Yeah. If anyone else wants to bob for apples, have at it when we're done.
I should have given him something to kneel on. What a jerk. I'm such a jerk.
We got a T-shirt or something. Do you need a T-shirt for your knees?
No, I'm good.
No, we're good? All fours. Here we go. All right. I got 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I don't like this. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Three,
hi, David.
Two, one. Go!
Go!
Oh,
go,
Joel! 30 seconds. Well, there's one out of the bucket, but I don't know if it came from his mouth.
There's one! Oh, did he got it?
That
he
was definitely
it.
One. That, we'll count that as two.
Okay, I'll count two. That's
nope.
He got two.
Oh. 15 seconds!
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
Oh, he got three!
He's pretty good.
5 seconds!
Four. Oh, he's got a technique.
Three!
Oh,
two.
Wow. Joel's got a technique
one.
Now.
All right.
It's like five.
Time's up.
You're good, Joel. You're good.
Time's up.
You're good, Rover.
How many did he get? Five?
Five.
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
30 seconds.
And now I have to chomp on the ones that he ate.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Awesome.
We didn't think this through very
I can't
well.
Wait. No, it's fine.
Okay. Luce is up next. We should rinse. Does somebody even rinse him those off?
Some
just more. Rinse him off and throw him in the bucket. I don't think Lucy wants... Lucy wants some dirt on her.
This one looks yummy.
I got water up my nose.
I probably won't even get these 9 that are in here. Here, those are good.
Lucy's tough. She does not care.
Okay, good job. All right, get a clock going.
Okay. All right, here goes Lucy.
All right, they're all wrong.
This is not a good...
There goes Lucy.
Okay, hold on.
I'm so ready for this.
Gotta set a timer.
We got one more, just in case I get them all.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta set my timer thing here.
Yes, we do need a timer, otherwise I could be doing this for hours.
I'm so cold. Okay.
Okay.
Five.
Here we go. Four, Lucy's got 30 seconds to three, bob for some apples.
Two.
She looks serious.
One. Go.
One. Oh my goodness. Two. Three. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Eight.
I don't. I think you won.
I don't know how you even did that.
Five, four, three, two. Yeah, you won.
Yeah, Lucy. Lucy just got what? Eight apples? Eight apples. She's just doing bonus rounds now. I've never. She's. You need to think about doing that professionally. Oh, that's sexy. Do that. Do that. She's very sexily eating an apple. For those of you who don't know. That's awesome. Thank you. And that ends our installment of Goose's Game. So thanks for watching. And everybody's drying off here at our ranch. All the animals are in awe.
Okay, I'm back. Oh, okay. My gosh, I'm all wet. Okay, so Heidi, go ahead and be in front, and you can start videoing the tribute to the troops.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
This apple is delicious.
Ugh.
What?
I'm all
it's
wet.
Got a few bites in it, but still delicious. Okay. I don't know if he'll stay on here very well. We might have to. Here we go.
So it's that time, everybody. We are going to go to tribute to the troops while Heidi, go ahead and video that. So stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring Willis DeGoey, 87, of Oskaloosa, Iowa, who passed away on Saturday, June 30th.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry about that. For some reason, that is not the right soldier, so hold on just a second. I don't know why it did that. I apologize. We're honoring Sergeant Dexter. I don't know why that's... Goose, watch that. I think that's getting ready to fall. Let's see here. I wonder why it's... There we go. Sorry about that, everybody. I don't know why I did that, but this is who we're honoring. Sorry about that.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring John Keith Dexter, 38, who passed away on Wednesday, August 15th, 2018. Dexter served in the United States Air Force from 2001 to 2005 and was on the honor guard. He never met a stranger and would help anyone in need. He also enjoyed spending time with his nieces and nephews. NBR and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to Dexter's family and friends during this difficult time.
All right. Once again, Brandy, thank you so much for doing the tribute to the troop. Heidi, thank you so much for doing the video. And yes, Goose won a game. So
yay,
we're going to go on a music break. Next up is the 2-minute warning. So stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the Adrian Show with the Goose.
I thought that love was a kind of emptiness, and at least I understood then the hunger I felt, and I didn't have to call it loneliness. We all have a hunger.
I'm Sammy Gallen. I'm a NASCAR analyst for Mile High Sports AM 1340, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose. Man, it's that time. We're getting ready to close down. And
correction. The Goose Champion.
The Goose Champion. The Goose Champion.
The apple-bobbing champ
where
of
is the
2018.
Thing? Where is it? Oh, maybe it's what? On here.
What did I do?
And the Oscar goes to...
Thank you.
The Goose.
Thank you very much. Me. And this is... You know I love SpongeBob. That was so appropriate.
Yes. Yes. So, Heidi, thank you so much for hosting us.
Yeah, thanks for coming
feeding
out.
Us. Feeding us.
All the things.
Well, you're welcome.
And I'm coming back here pretty soon.
You didn't eat yet, did you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we ate. Really? We ate.
I didn't even open stuff
Cody
up.
Hooked us up with some really delish burgers.
But you got to hand me this.
Okay.
Hand me this. And then everybody in the crowd, you got to come over here in front.
They do?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're in a party pop.
Yes, our small little crowd. Thanks for coming, you guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Big deal.
And so... this is their, like, grand opening.
They just came
so what you guys...
There's nothing wrong with that.
What we're going to do is we're going to pop these...
all together.
All together.
If you can get them open.
I think I broke that.
Oops.
Not too sure.
That one's no good.
Yeah, that one's no good.
Whoops.
Okay, and then, all right, so here we go. I have no idea how these things work.
I think you just twist the bottom. Oh, yeah. See, it's got directions on it.
See? Leave it to a woman to know.
It's like a deodorant.
Men don't follow directions.
Oh, we don't.
As we all know, they just play it by ear, and well, somehow it works out.
Half the time, there's extra nuts and screws.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
So now what's going to happen is you guys are going to come in here...
and we're going to shoot them at each other. No, we're not.
We're going to shoot these up in the air. But we got to... I want to take a picture.
One.
Where's your mom at, Heidi?
Oh, she took off.
Oh.
She's walking her dog, or I don't know.
Oh.
Walking the dog.
Okay, so that means you got to take her picture. So...
let me get one here. Oh, here we go.
When we say 1, 2, 3...
we just pop them off?
We just pop them off, and we're going to say, grand opening!
Okay.
Alright.
Okay. Alright, everybody.
I'm scared.
Grand opening on 3.
I have a feeling I'm going to screw this up. Do I need to cut...
No!
Do I need to tear this off?
I don't think so. I think that's what holds the top on.
Okay. Alright. Oh. On the count of 3, we're going to twist, and she's going to take a picture.
Whoops. Too close to the speaker.
Heidi, God!
Or ghost.
It's coming!
Or ghost, the mothership.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3!
Grand opening! Oh, mine didn't deploy.
Another one.
Oh! There it goes.
Mine was just
Oh, you gotta twist it with vigor. With vigor! No, like one direction.
I did!
He's popped the bottom off of it. I don't know how you did that.
Like your favorite band, just... Joel. One Direction.
Do it for Niles.
Does she really go there?
Whatever his name is. Harry Styles. Do it for Harry.
I'm going to try this one more time.
There we go. Joel got to do one.
And that, my friends, is why you never buy anything off eBay. Okay.
That was a good investment.
Yes. So while that stuff is flinging around, and Harvey's like, thank you so much for messing up my farm.
It'll blow away.
It makes it look nice and shiny.
Give it 3 minutes, it'll be
this
in the
This was not a good idea. Probably balloons would have been a little bit better.
No, they say don't release balloons either.
No. Oh. Yeah, that's worse.
Did you get a good picture?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I feel like I did.
What a great show, you guys.
Yeah, this was awesome. This is very awesome, but it's that time, everybody. It is time to go, and it is the 2-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by... Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, this was a great time. I had a blast.
A blast and a
half. Saw a goat spit at Goose.
It was a llama. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she likes me very much. It's too bad.
It's a boy. It was probably like a mating thing. Like, you smell my stomach.
I'm glad I'm that attractive that a llama wants me that.
Hey, you want to smell my stomach contents?
No, thanks. Thanks for sharing. All right. See, well, seriously, you guys, look up Calavera Ranch on Facebook and like her stuff. I mean, seriously, Heidi, this is like the coolest place ever.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
And, yeah, come out here for a birthday party just to help out. Whatever.
Yes.
It's a relaxing time.
And while I am looking at who we have previewing for next week, yeah. Heidi, what did you learn today?
Wow, I learned that setting up a radio show in a windy area is an interesting idea, and I have some very good friends.
Yes.
I have some very good friends, so that's always good to know. Yeah, and I loved having you guys here, so thank you.
Good. We'll be back.
Good.
Probably not with all this stuff. That's just to relax. All right. Bye, everybody.
What did you learn today?
Oh, I have to go over that first. What did I learn today? There's a tornado alley here in Colorado. About 12 miles from here.
That's true. That's true.
That's cool. That's fun facts, you guys. Everybody's always like, you're in the mountains. You don't get tornadoes. Well, apparently we do. So, there you go.
Thank you for bringing that up now that the wind's picking up. You know,
well,
that
it's
doesn't
not like
scare
it's
me
raining.
At all.
You're a nut. All right. What did you learn? Stop hitting that button.
Today, I learned that I'm not good at bobbing apples, and we are not going to do that ever again. This is not a good look for me.
Oh.
It'd be really bad if I was wearing a white shirt. You'd be able to see my nipples.
Oh, because that... All six of them.
I got baloney nipples. What can I say?
Oh, no. Well, that's Cassie's problem, not ours.
Exactly. So, with that being said...
And there's that button again.
Yes.
Because we're going to leave now.
So, guess what? Next week, September 17th, we've got Pets for Vets. And right now, as it stands, we're going to be at the Railhead Station Studios, but... If you have a friend or know somebody that has a booming business or maybe even a slow business and they would like for us to remote there, we travel light. So whatever you do.
Real light.
Yeah. Whatever you do, if you're interested, email us or message us. Talk to our super producer, Brandy Jones. Before we go, I want to do a shout out. Loose the Goose.
What do you want?
You've been great this whole year. Brandy Jones, superb producer. Heidi, thank you so much for being on with us. We cannot wait until you start your upcoming show.
I'm going to listen.
Yes, I think everybody's going to listen. We want to thank Sarah and Michael Johnson for helping us out with music and stuff like that. And, of course, our extremely talented treasurer, man, she's cutting the corners when it comes to funding for MBR. We're low, but we're still able to do the server because of her skills. I'm trying to think if I'm missing anybody. Add them to the post later. We're out of here, everybody, so whatever you do, remember,
It's time to go!
It's time to go. It is... That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast is available right after we get off the air today. We don't forget to listen in on our reruns every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MBR and Sundays on ironbroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are here for you, not for us. Giving our veterans a voice!